Welcome to Connecting the Community podcast. I am your host, Marge Andre. I will be connecting you to people, organizations, and events that create community. I am creating this podcast in Richmond Hill, an eclectic and very culturally diverse community with lots of trees and streams and interesting people, just up the hill from Toronto. On this podcast, I will be speaking with Doug Elliott, one of the committee members with the Richmond Hill Winter Carnival. It's happening Saturday, February 1st and Sunday, February 2nd. Welcome, Doug.
Hello. Thanks very much for having me on your podcast.
You are very welcome. I am glad that we have found the time to do this. I like talking about the Winter Carnival. But let's start, Doug. What is your role? And how long have you been part of the Winter Carnival?
I'm embarrassed to tell you. This year, I'm the 2025 Winter Carnival co-chair. I share the role of chair with Jean Michalczuk. Now, the part I'm embarrassed about is I've been involved with this carnival in probably about 35 years. Probably on the committee at least 30. I don't know. I got to tell you, I just came out one winter and wanted to give a little bit back to my community and the people involved with this and the community that comes out to support us. They just pulled me right in.
Right. So yeah, it is, as you said, it's a volunteer event. And I think that's really important for everyone to know. There's no paid staff. It's not run by the city, but I do know that the city certainly supports it. And it is very endorsed by Mayor David West. So I expect that he will be there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, David West is a big supporter of ours. In fact, this year he released a video about a week ago as he was walking around Mill Pond, inviting people to come out to the Winter Carnival on the 1st and 2nd, and kind of gave a history of his, his history with the carnival and how he and his wife would go there, before they're married. Anyway, it was a nice little thing he did for us. And he certainly has the Winter Carnival love in him.
Yes, he does, definitely. So can you give us a brief synopsis of the Winter Carnival and elevator speech? Maybe think of someone who's never been to the Winter Carnival or maybe haven't been there for a decade.
Sure. So I guess I best describe the Winter Carnival as a small town community carnival in the middle of a growing suburban city. We haven't changed much in size over the years. We still like to focus on bringing the community out and giving them a chance to meet their neighbors and have some fun. We definitely focus on winter activities since we're all outdoors. Though we do have a big tent that we have some activities in and to go and warm up, but it's definitely focused on winter and having fun. We try and make it as low cost as possible too. And that takes a lot of work from our committee to do, because we think that, it's not everybody can afford to go to an expensive event. And by trying to make things inexpensive, then we appeal to more members of the community and everybody gets to come out and have a fun time. So, lots of things to do that don't require any purchases. And yeah. And that's something that is very much like that old small town carnival, certainly not something like the CNE. The CNE is a wonderful event, but it's not the Winter Carnival. It's not in the middle of Richmond Hill at the Mill Pond Park.
Yeah, very good. Okay. So that was a very long elevator speech, but that's okay, because I think you have said some important things, especially, encouraging people who, if you want to bring your kids, grandkids, and there's three, four, five of them, you're not paying 10 bucks each and need to have a lot of money. So yeah, it's definitely a good event to go to. Now, I must admit that right now I'm not where it's cold. I'm in Honduras. So what is the weather forecast? And is the pond frozen?
Well, you know what? This is probably the best news that we could have. And that is, that polar vortex that they're talking about every day on the radio. Well, we have a bit of a reprieve from the polar vortex, because during Carnival, The weather forecast as of probably an hour ago is -3 on Saturday and 0 on Sunday. So preceding the weekend, so this coming week, it's going to be cold. And then the weekend, it warms up to -3 and then 0. And then on Monday after Carnival, it goes right back down cold again. So like that, it couldn't be better. Additionally, you mentioned about the pond. Well, because with all this cold weather, the pond is now frozen. So last year and the year before, we did not have a frozen pond, but this year we have a frozen pond, and I believe it's on Friday. So yesterday, the Friday the 24th, the city of Richmond Hill opened that pond up for skating, and I was past there today. There's a beautiful flooded ice surface, and people out there skating around. There's some people with hockey pucks and hockey sticks having fun. There's others just skating around, just loving that big outdoor ice surface.
Well, you almost want me to come home, but no, I'll stay in Honduras. You guys can enjoy the cold, but not too cold, which is, oh, that is so nice to hear. So I want to talk about one thing about the carnival, and that is Oogpik. He's your carnival mascot. He's been spotted around town often. And so what's Oogpik?
So Oogpik is our definitely our winter carnival mascot. He is a an owl, and he's really at winter carnival. He is the one in charge of high fives and hugs. He's extremely popular with kids and adults. Everybody flocks to him to get a photo and to get a hug. And really, he carries the spirit of Carnival, that welcoming spirit, and we're happier there spirit. And you certainly make sure you stop by and see Oopik. He's just walking around all over, so you never quite know where he's going to be. But he's the one to go see. And yet you mentioned that he's been around town, and yes. So we've been reminding people and educating people about Winter Carnival leading up to the event. So Oopik has been around and meeting some new friends and inviting them to come out to Carnival.
Very good. Yeah, I've got several pictures of me with Oogpik. So it's just that some one of those fun things to do that brings a smile to your face. So you've talked a little bit about the carnival. A lot is happening, but can you tell us, like, first tell us the things that are ongoing that you would see regardless when you actually come?
Sure. So for all day in the carnival tent, we have some crafts going on for kids, and we have some face painting going on in there. On the carnival stage, let's see. Well, there are show times, but it happens multiple times, so it's almost like it's continuous. And that's wildlife education session with real Canadian wildlife. And we have a circus performer that's on there again multiple times each day. You can go to the east parking lot and you can do some axe throwing there. We have a down in the lower creek area, we have a survivalist that'll talk about winter camping and all the kind of things you can do in the winter like that. Take a walk overnight by the gazebo, and you'll see our wood carver there, and Frank Vanderbeek, and he'll be there carving wood, chainsaw and chisels and all kinds of tools. He loves talking to people about his hobby. Walk a little further next to that gazebo, and if you want to try out some snowshoes, we're going to have a collection of snowshoes and people to help you put them on and teach you how to use them. Near to there too, we have a lady, Danielle, and she's a homesteader, and she'll talk to you about I guess raising animals and sheep and shearing sheep and carding wool and things like that. That Mill Pond is open all day and all evening. Though you got to bring your own skates, but that's something that's ongoing there the whole day long too.
Do you have the train? Is that going to be running?
Oh, that's a good, great question. Yes, we have a little train that goes up the east side of the Mill Pond, and we've had it for a few years. It is also popular. Kids love it, and the adults love going on it with their kids too. You know what? Another thing that's popular, and it seems so simple, but it is very popular. We have a fire pit cut near where the trains load or the train loads, and you know what? That's such a great opportunity to meet some members of your community, and it's a real hub, and so many people enjoy just hanging out there and having a chit chat. Yeah, there's never any shortage of people standing right there. You might have to get shoulder to shoulder just to get in there to have a chat, but it's extremely popular.
Yeah, I have had some great conversations warming myself by that fire. So yeah, that is a highlight. Now, you do have some contests. Can you tell us about them?
Yes, yeah, so we have a few contests. One is one that we've had in the past, we haven't had for a few years, but we brought it back, and that is that we have a bicycle draw. So all you have to do is come to the stage and fill out a ballot, one ballot, please, and enter to win a bicycle, and that bicycle is donated by Evolution Cycles. And we'll be drawing for that Sunday at 4:30. You don't need to be there to win, you just need to have entered. There's the photo contest. And it's organized by the Richmond Hill Camera Club. And they have many, I think they award at least 8 prizes for different photos. And again, you don't need a fancy camera. Most people walk around with a pretty amazing camera in their pocket these days with the camera phones, and a lot of the winners are using those. So yeah, that's another contest on Saturday in the tent. We have King Henry's Arms weeding or wing eating contest. And that is a huge favorite as well. You can enter in advance. Just go to the website and you can fill out a put your name in there and see if you can get a position at the wing eating contest. I would make sure you have a few face or paper towels or napkins to clean yourself off. It is not the neatest thing. Maybe if you have somebody that you're there with that's entering, you could be their napkin support team. And then in addition to that, of course, we have our big winter carnival draw, and that's using the number that's the unique number that's on their button, and they can win some great prizes there too. You know, family pass for bowling, we have a toboggan, we have snowshoes. So yeah, lots of things. And again, those things you don't need to be there to win. Those ones I just mentioned, you do need to buy a winter carnival button, and there's a lucky unique number on each one, and that will get you into the draw. We'd love you to win.
Well, I think I won a puzzle the last time I came. And an important thing is that you don't the it's like a 5-6-digit number, and all I needed was like three of the numbers to win a prize.
Oh,
So
yes. Yeah. So that's one of our spot prizes. And we
yes.
often have a collection of prizes at the stage, and we'll just give away prizes to people wearing carnival buttons. And again, yeah, we'll draw, you know, if you have a 6 and a 7 in your button, please come to the stage and we have a prize for you. So again, we really try and make sure we have prizes and make it fun.
Yeah, it definitely is fun. So the hours are on Saturday, 10 to 5, and then there's a spaghetti supper starting at 5 p.m. in this warm tent. I mean, don't think you're eating your spaghetti dinner out in the cold. And on Sunday, things start at 9 with the famous pancake breakfast, again in the heated tent. And on Sunday, things end at 5 p.m. So it is a whole weekend worth of events. And it is only $3. Well, you don't have to buy the button, but you should buy the button. And you'll get great chances of prizes for that. Those buttons you can buy ahead of time. I think I've seen you around different places selling buttons. One of your committee members, Michael Taggart, up at True Pet, he's selling buttons, but you do need cash for these buttons, correct?
So yeah, when you're at the Mill Pond Park, if you have cash, we'll definitely take that. But if you do have a plastic, you can purchase your button at the ticket booth too. So we try and make it as easy as we can to sell you a button, because we want you to have a button, and we even hope you win a prize.
Okay, thank you. And actually, some people there, and I have like scarves or vests with like 50, because it's a 56 year, like 50 of these buttons, and it's really cool to see that those collections. So yeah, so there are some costs, and for food, and you go to a trailer, people are volunteers are there, and you can buy the tickets for that. And you've already said that you use cash, debit, or credit. So you don't have to have cash on you, which is, for some people, they don't have cash on them. So, okay. And is it just for the meal and the meals that you're buying it, or are there other things that you need to buy as well?
So if you, there are some things that have some cost to them. So something we have new this year is we have axe throwing, and that's in the East parking lot. And so if you want to participate in the axe throwing, you'd need to go to our ticket booth and buy some tickets. So there's, we have kids games there as well, and our rock climbing wall. Those things you'd need tickets for. The train ride as well.
Okay.
But again, you're also going to find that the prices on things are, compared to big fairs, big things are pretty inexpensive, and we work hard to do it like that. And we even have some new food additions in the tent that are inexpensive. We're planning a chili and a soup in the tent that should be, very cost conscious, especially for larger families. I know I have four kids. I spent lots of years with them to the going to the carnival, and when you take a family of six and you multiply everything by six, it gets expensive quickly. But we're making sure you have some options too.
Okay, very good. I do like to remind people or inform the new people that it's best to park at the hospital's east parking lot on Trench, and then just walk the few blocks up to the event. So
Yeah, that's great advice, Marge.
yeah. So, and again, it's for all ages. It's certainly a family event, but if you were just by yourself, don't think you can't go if you don't have any little kids. And I also want to give a plug for the Richmond Hill Camera Club. I am a member, not that active, but yeah, I love taking pictures, and but I see all my fellow camera club people there, and afterwards we see some great photos. So it's yeah, the camera club comes out. It really are some great photo ops. So I encourage anyone who likes photography to take advantage of this.
Yes, they really do a great job capturing the event. We're so fortunate they do that, because sometimes just as committee members, we're so busy doing things.
We've talked about all these great memories. Now, if you did a survey of everyone who came, what do you think is the most favorite thing of the carnival?
That's a tough thing. That's it. You know what? I think the thing that would be bumping into people,
Okay.
other people. I think the joy of getting out in winter and seeing that there's fun things to do in winter, and it really puts that positive spin on it. I think, listening to the radio, they kind of seem to focus on, cold and polar vortex and things like that. And then you come out to our event, and there's just so much to see and do that you hardly even notice the weather, right?
Okay. Yep,
It's
definitely.
wonderful.
Yeah, and I think we really should be encouraging the new Canadians, especially those who may have come from a less cold place, to venture over, and if you haven't yet been, come on over and just enjoy the weekend. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Doug?
Anything else I would like? I guess one thing that if I was one little Easter egg, I guess you might notice at Carnival this year, we have a bunch of new woodland characters scattered around the place for you to pose and take selfies with, and they're brand new to Carnival this year. Another great selfie, because selfies are so darn popular, is you're going to find Silver Elvis at Carnival this year. We have probably haven't had Silver Elvis with us in maybe 8 years or so. Anyway, he's back. He puts on a great show, and you'll love seeing him and having a photo with him. I think those are two big things that you'll notice different this year, and we do try and change it up a bit, and that you should notice.
Okay. And I think you do want to thank your sponsors. This is, I think you do get good support from the community.
Oh yeah. So Winter Carnival is not an inexpensive event to put on, and it's very we have great sponsors, including Armour Heights Developments, J. Kreiner Real Estate, TD Bank, Tim Hortons, GC Garden Commercial Properties, City of Richmond Hills, you mentioned, is a supporter of ours too. Your Community Realty Royal LePage. And those are kind of our big names, but we have a very long list, and they can all be found at the Winter Carnival website, wintercarnival.net. I don't want to take up too much time going through them all, but it is a it takes a lot of people to a lot of support to put this on, and we just have the best sponsors.
Okay, very good. It says we have a good community, so thank you for listing that. Now, I do end all my podcasts with the guest's response to this one question. So, not just about the Winter Carnival, but name one thing you really like about this community.
Ah, oh, about this community. I have 4 kids. They're getting older now. I now have two that are in university. But one thing I love about our community is all of our parks. And with kids, I've spent so much time in the parks, and my kids know all the different parks. And we drive to them if they're too far to walk or bike to. And the great memories they have, and they don't know half the names of them, but they have their own unique names they've given them. Like there's a Octopus Park because there's an octopus character in the to bounce on. There's a hamster cage park because it looks like a giant hamster cage that you go up and crawl through. Anyway, it's that is something that's just wonderful about our community is the fact that we have all these great parks, and again, you get to meet members of your community. You mentioned earlier about new members to our community that may have come from other countries, and I have met so many people new to the area, new to the country at our parks, and it's a really great way to get to know your community.
Okay, very, very good. I like that answer. Okay, I'll say it one more time that the website is wintercarnival.net, and I'll put that in the podcast notes, but you're very easy to find. I hope you have a great, great time. And again, thank you, Doug, for making the time to do this podcast with me. And all the best next weekend.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your support.
Thank you for listening. I would very much appreciate you sharing this podcast. Please tune in next week as we continue to explore the community. Consider emailing me at marj@marjandre.com. I welcome suggestions for podcast guests. Stay well, stay connected.